The 1966 film Daisies by Věra Chytilová has come sixth in an extensive new BBC poll of the 100 greatest works by female directors. But what makes the surreal, anarchic Czechoslovak New Wave film such a classic? Ian Willoughby discussed Daisies with journalist Hinek Balas, who wrote a description of it for the BBC project.
It has a timelessness, of course, in how it's made. I mean, it's hilariously funny and revolutionary in a way that very few films made in the 60s have that lasting quality. If you look at classical films, they can have a lot of elements in them that you can see, well, you can understand that this was certainly revolutionary in 1966, but isn't today. But in both good and bad ways, Daisies is still revolutionary today, and because it the norms that it confronts in the society where these two dolls come to life and you know, revolt, it still has a ring of truth, or more than a ring of truth, in today's society. So I think that's why it's a classical film that still has a revolutionary message.
Well, you write for the BBC that Daisies might be seen as harmless fun now, but it was rather different in communist Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, I think it can be seen as harmless fun because a lot of the things that are expressed are part of the vocabulary of feminism today. It's quite obvious, you know, patriarchy and so on. These things were, you know, you could say them in Western societies in 1966, but you certainly couldn't freely express in 1960s Czechoslovakia that the communist society was a patriarchal, anti-feminist society, because they themselves regarded the communist project as something that was pro-feminine, pro-feminism. So in a sense, it was even more controversial.
And how was Daisies received at the time when it came out?
There's, of course, a difference between how it was received in Czechoslovakia and in the West. In the West, it took a while, but it became more of like a feminist cult film. There were many directors, such as Jacques Rivette, who immediately were attracted to the film language, the anarchistic, surrealistic film, and borrowed a lot of elements from it. But it seems that Daisies was a film that became fairly well known and then disappeared.
Several directors had multiple films on this top 100 list. Are there any other films by Věra Chytilová that you think are particularly worthy of attention?
Yeah, I think she has a very interesting film history overall because of her own, you know, and the country's history. I would actually single out Panel Story, I think it's called in English, because it captures another part of Czech history, you know, with Panelák area, that I think would be interesting for Western audiences, but also the themes that she dwells into. But she has an interesting film history from even before she made Daisies. I think it's also becoming more and more obvious in the West, because before you had Fruits of Paradise and you had Daisies available. Now, because of several DVD companies, not least one in England called Second Run, you have more and more of Věra Chytilová available, digitalized, with subtitles, with essays. And those contexts are very important, because for a long time in the West, film audiences, as well as scholars and journalists, only regarded the new wave, the Czechoslovak new wave, as connecting it to Miloš Forman or Ivan Pacer. So after 1990, this changed a lot with The Air by Karel Kachina and all these films that suddenly were available. So film history had to be rewritten. Since 1990, this has been ongoing, and the availability of films from the 60s, Czechoslovak new 60s, are amazing, because it has completely changed the perception of what was done, how much was done, and how fruitful the soil for filmmaking was. And I think Věra Chytilová is interesting in a sense that you can't just look at the film as being, you know, the director Věra Chytilová, but you have those collaborators that she worked with who really were central for the films she made, and especially for Daisies.